accept it, let it in. Oh, my goodness, how beautiful. One of my favorites. Yeah, someday we'll be able to get Allendale's music on iTunes, I know. Fingers crossed. If you want more of it, I have some of their CDs. Just saying. Okay, I do appreciate you. So I am beginning this morning with a message found at the beginning of The Original Science of Mind by Ernest Holmes, which was published in 1922, and it has been included in each copyright ever since. It comes at the very beginning of the book. It goes like this. Peace be unto thee, stranger. Enter and be not afraid. I have left the gate open, and thou art welcome in my home. There is room in my house for all. I have swept the hearth and lighted the fire. The room is warm and cheerful, and you will find comfort and rest within. The table is laid, and the fruits of life are spread before thee. The wine is here also. It sparkles in the light. I have set a chair for you, where the sunbeams dance through the shade. Sit and rest, and refresh your soul. Eat of the fruit, drink of the wine, all is yours, and you are welcome. So I'm inclined to only change the wine to water, which I get is rather ironic, and the remainder is is as true today as it was 99 years ago when it was first published. And this invitation, should we choose to accept it, is open to all. Our house is the house of love. And while we meet virtually, and the room is Facebook Live, it's open to all. And anyone who happens upon our home is welcome to join us in the activity of love and truth and self-awareness. Our theme for this month is a fresh start. And today the message is accepting the gift. And now I've talked about the gift a lot. I've talked about it so much that I thought, I can't talk about the gift again. We're talking about accepting, acceptance, accepting the gift. Some have explored the art of acceptance, which I think is a beautiful idea, that there is an art of acceptance. And I also propose that there is a practice of acceptance. And it's that practice that we come to in varying degrees of our understanding, of our connection with it, what it means to accept. So acceptance is one of those ideas that can both invoke and evoke optimism. Yes. Enthusiasm. Yes. Trepidation. Yes. And sometimes I've noticed even some disdain. Acceptance is seemingly passive, and yet its non-resistance is an extremely powerful action. It is a unification. So not to be confused with surrender. To accept means to take or receive, and accept what is, to be willing to allow. So, when I say I am accepting the highest expression of God in my life now, I am saying I am willing to allow the highest expression of God in my life now. When I say I now accept the highest expression of spirit in my life now as health and wholeness, I am saying I receive as mine the divine idea of the infinite spirit as health and wholeness in me now. And as with all of the great gifts, the ones of great value, the big ones and the little ones, accepting also includes a level of responsibility. What we do with it as we accept it. And I find that that's one of the things that in this teaching we've become familiar with, that level of responsibility. Ernest Holmes, in the book Ernest the Man, in speaking about creative responsibility, we are told, "You can have what you want, but you must be willing to take what goes with it. If we keep our desires on a high level, embodying the essence of good, love, truth, harmony, and so forth, there will be no problem of accepting the responsibility for what goes with God's fulfillment of our word." I'm sure you heard it just as I did. God's fulfillment of our word. God fulfills it, not us. Accepting, as in allowing the fulfillment to be the activity of God, allows us to receive the gift that is ours with assurance and enthusiasm that our word is powerful, creative even. It's undeniable. Words matter. The choice of the word, the way the word is spoken, and the intention back of the word, that is where our power lies. That is where our choice lies. "Peace be unto thee, stranger. Enter and be not afraid." Let us not be the stranger. Let us know what it means to be in the house of God, to be in the presence of the divine, and to be that presence. To be so invited into the wholeness of who and whose we are that we cannot but speak its truth. So I believe that prayer is our highest form of our word. And specifically, the form of prayer that I call spiritual mind treatment, that this teaching has called spiritual mind treatment, it's affirmative prayer, it's declarative, and it is accepting of the good that already is, the God that already is, the infinite and undeniable power, cause, and source back of all of life, and accepting it as so. Accepting that it is mine, that it is all's. So when we pray, we do not ask God to fulfill our word. We trust and accept that it does. It's a big difference, isn't it? We do not ask God to do something. We get our place, find our place at the right hand of the Father. Know that it is the Father within who doeth the work. I'm using that word intentionally. Don't let it make you your mind go sideways. Use source. Use divine love. Use the creative intelligence. It is that which is doing the work. But we must realize that our word sets it in motion. Every time I say I let go and let God do its divine work, I am allowing God to fulfill the power of the word that is mine. Every time I enter into the holy and sacred activity of prayer and remember that my word is the word of God and that it is fulfilled through that infinite power, I remember. The great 13th century poet and Sufi master Rumi, he wrote, "If everything around seems dark, look again, you may be the light." I saw that over and over and over again this week. And I just thought, well, isn't that perfect right now? Isn't that perfect? Let us remember, when we're looking out here, that we are the light. His words invite us to accept that we are not just silent observers, but active participants in bringing the light to the world. And when we know that conditions are brought to the light so that truth can be revealed, we can be unafraid. Conditions are brought to the light of truth, to the altar, so that we may do our good work. which is to heal, which means to reveal the truth. The truth is, there's only one power, there's only one cause, there's only one source, there's only one life. It is the life of God. And we can bravely accept the guidance that we are given, the next step that is ours to do. And it begins with accepting the gift of awareness, of recognizing what's going on out here in the world and letting it have its proper place, and know that we go within, we accept who and whose we are, and we let that light shine in us and through us and as us and in the activity of our life. The poem. There is room in my house for all. I have swept the hearth and lighted the fire. The room is warm and cheerful, and you will find comfort and rest within. Let us never leave. Let us always be in that home that is the house of God. I had this visual as I was thinking about this that, you know, it is my insight, maybe like me, you might notice this. Is your insight and your intuition, is it a little bit like a hot potato? Do you sometimes accept the gift and go, oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no. Oh, geez, what do I do with this? No, let me just hot potato it right back out. Sometimes it's scary. Sometimes we get the word of God, we feel the movement of the Holy Spirit upon us, and we go, ah, really? Me? Ah, I don't deserve that. I'm not worthy of that. I've not suffered enough. I haven't done enough to deserve it. Or we might not recognize the gift. Our job, your job, my job, is to accept the gift. When we feel it, when it lands upon us, and you know how it does, you know how it does? It just kind of lands here, it just lands. And to let it be. Ah, chances are that that divine idea has been placed there by right of consciousness. Yours. So we want to explore and examine those beautiful thoughts that land upon us, that come to us, that are gifts. We want to practice accepting them, accept the little ones, so that when the big ones come along, we have a little practice under our belt. Our capacity to change our mind is the greatest gift we have ever received from God. And it is not one that we need to accept or deny, it simply is. Our capacity to change our mind. And what we can do is use the gift. It is available to us all of the time, no matter where we are, and in any moment, any circumstance, we can return our thought, our mind, to love. And here's the thing, it has to be your work. I can tell you all my stories, but in the end, we each have to do our own work. We each have to take it and make it ours. We're not separate from God. We just sometimes forget our oneness begins with God and I are one. God and I are one. When I know this for myself, I can know this for you. But it starts right here. The table is laid and the fruits of life are spread before thee. The wine, or the water, is here also. It sparkles in the light. I have set a chair for you where the sunbeams dance through the shade. It takes discipline to sit in that holy and sacred space and be at peace and be at ease. It takes discipline to train our mind to come to the table and accept that it's all God. And we do this so that we can meet whatever comes to us, whatever appears at the doorway of our own mind, and confidently let it in, or courageously say, no. And so you might have just said, well, how can acceptance mean saying no? Let me explain. If one end of acceptance is here, then the other end of acceptance is denial. Can we do that? Yes, we can. And we actually need to know what it feels like and what it means and how it works. We don't take the time to prepare ourselves and set the table and prepare our heart and our mind to entertain spite and malice and hatred, or whatever the name is that we give to that. Think of them, think of those thoughts as uninvited guests. They've come to my mind. I get to stand at the portal of my mind and invite them in or say no. And the thing that I use, the reference that I use, is how do I feel about myself in your presence? How do I show up? Am I experiencing that I am the light of God, the love of God, the beauty, the expression of the divine in your presence? And if it's yes, if it's no, then I gotta say no. And it's not always so blatantly clear, is it? It's not always so easy. There's a lot of shades of gray. Sometimes we get really caught off guard with what we're hearing and with what we're seeing and with what we're feeling, and we don't quite know what to do with it. And I do have a little story about this. So I was with a couple of friends quite a while ago, and we hadn't seen each other in quite a while. And my one friend looks at me, and she just blurted something out that was, while it was true, it really felt like quite an insult. Right? And I was like, just a little bit stunned. I was really just a little bit stunned, and I just stood there. And all of these ways of accepting that were all over me. I could get mad, I could get hurt, I could be upset, I could... And I just stood there, and finally I said, like that, I really don't know what to do with that. And we all kind of laughed. And I think that she realized, and the third person, she just was looking at me like, whoa, dodge that bullet. And and we went on. But it was in that moment, that pause, the discipline of my mind, because I have been intentionally and mindfully remembering, practicing in the downtime, so that when those moments occur, I can stand in the presence and not accept the hurt. That's what my option was. I could accept the hurt. I could accept it as an insult. I could accept that there was this wonkiness, but I didn't. And it gives me courage that the next time I'll be able to do it again. I'll be able to stand there in the face of it and say, oh, what do I accept? I actually accept that we love each other, that there was no malice intended, that who we are is love. And the other thing about that is that whatever I chose in that moment, that was a point in our relationship. That was a point. And so to remember that that power that lies within us is how we're accepting each other, how we're accepting ourselves, how we're accepting what's going on in our life. So sit and rest and refresh your soul. Eat of the fruit, drink of the wine or the water. All is yours, and you are welcome. Again and again and again, we are welcome in the home of the divine. We are welcome in the experience, in the life. Accept the gift of who you are. Say yes to it. Say yes to all of it and let yourself find ways to be expressed and experience and reveal and share it. You might be familiar with the poem, Our Greatest Fear. And it's written by Marianne Williamson, and it's from her book, A Return to Love. And before I get into it, I want to share with you that I went and I looked it up. I found it in the book. And I wanted to know where she was coming from as she wrote this poem. And it was interesting because what she was writing about was finding the courage to let go of, I am paraphrasing, this is not the way she said it, but to let go of our bloated nothingness and to set aside our errors and to remember to not take ourselves seriously, but too seriously, and that the light of Christ shines most brightly within us when we relax and allow it to be. So, you might be familiar with it, but it's always a good reminder. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I? To be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous. Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we're liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. I had that quote on my refrigerator for years because it reminded me. It reminded me to remember and to be true and to accept. So let's revisit that poem that's at the beginning of The Science of Mind. Peace be unto thee. Put your own name here. Peace be unto thee. Enter and be not afraid. I, God, the divine, have left the gate open, and thou art welcome to my home. There is room in my house for all. I have swept the hearth and lighted the fire. The room is warm and cheerful, and you will find comfort and rest within. The table is laid and the fruits of life are spread before thee. The wine, the water is here also. It sparkles in the light. I've set a chair for you where the sunbeams dance through the shade. Sit and rest and refresh your soul. Eat of the fruit and drink of the wine and the water. All is yours and you are welcome. Well, today I invite you to accept the gift of your powerful voice and your inspired action. I invite you to receive the gift of divine love and light moving in and through you. May each one say yes to the mighty moving power and know that who and what it reveals is the divine. I invite you to accept being the light, the love, the peace, the joy of God. And I invite you to further commit to being the highest expression of God in your life. It's who I know you to be. Let it be. And so it is. Thank you. Let's bring back Ellendale.